You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is John Davis from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
From a very cool 70-degree temperature Friends Plaza reading here at Champaign-Urbana.
I thought, get ready for some more cool weather coming in the rest of this
week.
Well,
I'm just wondering, yes.
Yes, this is going to be a really cool week here coming up, one of the coolest mid-Julys that we've had in quite some time. And really the next 5 days or so are going to be, you know, we're going to see temperatures in the range of anywhere from 10 to about 15 degrees below normal. So a very, very cool period coming up, but a dry period coming up as well, so which is needed in a lot of areas.
So, in effect, you're telling me that you know, as the crop goes through pollination in the eastern corn belt, and we're talking about these kind of temperatures, it's not too bad.
Well, I it's not too bad. I think it's ideal.
Yeah.
And you know, from a standpoint of corn pollination, it's, you know, almost purely a function of temperatures, and the kind of temperatures we're going to have over the next week are basically ideal for all areas of the Midwest. So a very good period of pollination coming up for the corn.
What about second week of the forecast?
Well, we do see temperatures go back up to more normal-type levels in week two of the forecast, but there's no heat per se. And so normal-type temperatures are fine, but we will see, you know, temperatures rise up 10 or 15 degrees, which is significant, but it's so cool here this week across the Midwest that normal temperatures will feel quite a bit warmer in week two, but it's certainly not problematic from a standpoint of the corn crop across any portion of the Midwest. So for all practical purposes, from now through the end of July, it's a highly favorable period for corn pollination.
Knock on wood, just a kind of a technical question. Why haven't we seen these domes like we've seen in the last few summers?
The domes of
the domes
heat,
of death, yeah, domes of death.
Well, remember, last summer we didn't see that. And so in 13, we saw a cool July and we saw a cool August. The last summer that we tended to have, you know, major heat, of course, was 12, which was a disastrous, you know, summer. But last year we did not have, we had a cool July and a cool August last summer, and that was also pretty good for pollination.
Any concerns at all on the horizon as you're looking out across the Corn Belt?
No.
Oh, well, thank you so much, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Davis, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies, and that is in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's closing market report. You can subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. Here's how you do it. You go to our website at WILL.org. WILLAG.ORG, WILLAG.ORG. In the right navigation window, there is a subscribe to link. Click on that, and you will be set to go as we every week bring you our take on the technicals and the fundamentals that move futures in the marketplace. WILLAG.ORG. This is Dave Dickey.